sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. Oh, I'd sure like to check you for ticks. Come on!
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. At least one person is dead after authorities in New Orleans say someone drove a pickup truck through a crowd on Bourbon Street shortly after 3 o'clock local time this morning, and there are fears the number of dead could increase. The driver is still at large. The new year will see the new Congress sworn in Friday, with the House set to vote on a new speaker. There's some Republican discontent with the incumbent speaker, Mike Johnson.
Congressman Chip Roy said he does not think Johnson has the necessary votes to remain speaker. And it comes after a number of House Republicans grew frustrated with Johnson due to a bitter fight over spending that nearly caused a government shutdown before Christmas. Republican Congressman Thomas Massey already said he will not support Johnson, even after Johnson received an endorsement from President-elect Donald Trump.
That's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Three college football playoff quarterfinal games today after Penn State beat Boise State in the first quarterfinal last night. This is ABC News. The onset of 2025 brings an onset of New Year's resolutions, and a recent survey finds the most popular include health, finances, personal relationships, and hobbies. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
A recent survey found that the most popular goal involves health, followed by finances, personal relationships, hobbies, and then our careers. One licensed social worker says to just start by being kind to ourselves.
When people say resolutions, it's so absolute. It's either I did it and was successful, or I didn't and I'm a failure.
A study also found that people were more successful in achieving their resolutions if they were more approach-oriented goals than avoidance-oriented. In other words, it's easier to set out and achieve something specific than to try and get rid of a bad habit.
55-year-old Hilla Dalsonia covered nearly 10,000 miles in 2024. She's the first woman to ever run a marathon every single day of the year. She crossed the final finish line yesterday in her native Belgium. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Again, scent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, Maraca, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's Party Luxe from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over tonight at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A suspect is being sought in the deaths of three people in New Lisbon. Police say an armed man on the loose is their person of interest. The three victims were found dead Monday inside a home in the Juneau County community. Police are looking for 47-year-old Virgil Thu, who is considered armed and dangerous. A West Bend woman accused of leading a deer poaching ring doesn't have an attorney. Jessica Craning is accused of killing and torturing deer and having three children take part in the crimes. Since Craning doesn't have an attorney, the case against her is on hold until she can be assigned one from the public defender's office. And communities across Wisconsin are hanging on to a lot of road salt after a carryover from last winter. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. In Wisconsin and much of the U.S., chlorides from salt are infiltrating lakes, streams, and groundwater.
If you like big deals and last-minute discounts, visit Fleet Farm through January 1st to take advantage of our year-end clearance event. Save 50% on select toys. Save up to 75% on select clothing. Save 50% on all remaining Christmas decor. And get up to 40% off select clearance fishing gear. Clearance on clearance? Now that's a big deal. Stop in and close out your year with closeout prices. And Happy New Year from Fleet Farm.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy this morning. We may see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 20s here on New Year's Day. The wind west at 15 to 25 this morning, dying down 5 to 15 here this afternoon. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 19. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade it right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close at me, drove down to the lake road, watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottle, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." You're still with me and we've made some men. After all these years, there's one thing I find. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps the bottom. Well, it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom. Well, it's one of those things.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other, a sweet soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dovin' on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight. White-tailed buck deer munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I apologize. to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way. Just beyond the eye, it goes running through the soul like the story's told of old. Old man, he and his dog that walked the old land. Every flower touched his cold.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Glenn Campbell and Southern Nights here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Happy New Year, day number one of 2025. Temperatures in the teens. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, Chad Smith is in, and he will have some interviews with some folks from DMI. Talking, kind of reviewing the last year and some of the things DMI has been doing. That's coming up here in our Newsmaker segments. Reminder that markets are closed today because of the New Year's Day holiday. Also, markets are going to be closing early on Thursday, January 9th, to honor the passing of former President Jimmy Carter. So ag markets on Thursday, January 9th, they will be closing at 12:15 on January 9th. So an early close for ag markets coming up on January 9th. And also a reminder, markets will also be closed on January 20th for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
With Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And Ryan, on this month's Ask the Vet, we reach into the mailbag and ask you, how much do you know about calves?
Really, my passion when it comes to the dairy industry lies in a couple areas, one of which is calf physiology. So I just kind of want to talk about what I think are one of the most amazing creatures on the planet, and that's dairy cows. And of course, every dairy cow came from a calf. Just a couple interesting facts that I thought maybe farmers know, but anybody who might not be real familiar with agriculture might find these facts interesting. Calves are born with baby teeth. Just like humans have baby teeth that fall out, calves are not born with their permanent set of teeth erupted. They're born with their baby teeth erupted, and they will lose them just like baby humans do, and then their permanent teeth will come in. So you can use the dental pattern eruption, happens at a relatively common age range, to actually age animals based on how different permanent incisors erupt. You can get a rough age on an animal based on their teeth, just like humans. I think the difference is, you know, calves probably don't get the tooth fairy coming to their place every time they lose a tooth. Recently had a friend's kid tell me he lost a tooth, got $5. for the tooth, by the way. I don't know what inflation's doing, but I got a quarter. I put my tooth when I was little in a shot glass, and if I was lucky, I got a quarter in there. And apparently $5 is the going rate for kids nowadays. Anyways, moving on. They're also born with no teeth on the front top of their mouth. And so where our incisors would be on the upper jaw, they don't have anything. It's called a dental pad. It's completely smooth. So I actually told that to a farmer, and he's like, there's no way. I fed calves my whole life. And I said, well, did you ever look? And he said, well, I always see their teeth on the bottom. And I said, well, they'll pull up their lip on the top. And sure enough, it's just a smooth area called the dental pad. And they never have teeth up there. They're born without them, and they don't develop them as adults. Cows, I think, as we know, are very social creatures. Calves are no different. Cows are a herd-based animal. They like being together. They're very social. And there's some research that's not so new anymore. It's maybe 10 years old or more that looked at calves and social bonding, and they found some really interesting things. So they found that calves that are raised in pairs, so instead of individual housing where each calf is by itself, kind of a new thing is called the buddy system. Calves are typically raised individually for the first 2 to 3 weeks of life when certain illnesses are very prevalent. And then once they get over those illnesses, they'll be put in groups of two, and they're called a buddy. There's some research out there that shows that if you really track these two calves that were buddies and paired together in their first month of life, that when they become adults, you will oftentimes find them laying in freestalls next to each other, standing right next to each other in the parlor getting milked, or if they're outside grazing, you will find them grazing next to each other. They literally make friends for life and tend to hang out in these groups that were established when they were very young. Again, I guess that's probably not a whole lot different than humans, right? I mean, sometimes we maintain friendships from school long after we've been out of school. From a metabolic standpoint, what calves do as far as their nutrition growth rates, I think, is some of the most fascinating things. So the average Holstein today born is born around 90 pounds. Most calves on a modern aggressive feeding plan can double their weight within the first 60 days of life. And many calves will even do more than that. So calves can go from 90 pounds the day they're born to 180 to even 200 pounds within the first 2 months of life. So when you think about that and you take that as a ratio, so I weigh 180 pounds, a little more, and that would be like me essentially gaining 4 pounds a day for 2 months straight, right? Because if a calf can go from, let's say, 90 to 180 pounds, they're averaging over 60 days, they're averaging somewhere around a pound and a half of gain a day. And some calves will even get 2 pounds of gain a day, right? So if they're half my size, getting 2 pounds of gain a day, that would be like me as an adult man gaining 4 pounds a day. I mean, that takes a tremendous amount of calories and metabolic activity to lay that kind of weight on. So kind of cool.
Thank you, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiderman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Something amazing is happening in data management. Even though storage needs are constantly changing, companies are only paying for what they need now. That's because CDW customized a Pure Storage Evergreen One SLA-driven storage as a service solution that delivers enterprise-grade hybrid cloud storage that is effortless, efficient, and evergreen. Simplify storage administration with Pure Storage and CDW. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdw.com/purestorage.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real country.
Long, long neck bottom.
Let go my hand.
And jukebox don't start playing that song again. Cause there's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottom.
Let go my hand.
yourself, long neck bottle.
Let go my hand.
Won't you box down, stop playing that song again. Cause there's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand, long neck bottle.
Let go my hand.
Can't learn, long neck bottle.
Let go my hand.
Hand jukebox, don't stop playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand, long neck bottle.
Let go my hand.
Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, Tuesday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. February down 32 to 2035, March down 28 to 2003, April down 30 to 1953, May down 18 at 1918. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels up 1 3/4 to 182.5. 40-pound blocks steady at 191. 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2 to 255. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 137.5. 7 trades on the day. Dryway steady at 75, no trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month. That was lower due to some lower box beef prices. Feeder cattle, though, also mostly higher, moving through resistance levels and expectations of packer demand late in the week. Hog markets mostly lower after moving down through support levels that extended the sell-off in the hog pit. December live cattle down 22 cents to 193.85. January feeder cattle up $1.40 to 263.02. February hogs down 32 cents to 81.30. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher on Tuesday. Corn markets higher, no news to really move the markets lower. A lot of end-of-year positioning in the corn market. Soybeans mostly higher on that end-of-year positioning. Strength in soybean products and also concerns of dry and hot weather in Argentina in January. Wheat markets mostly higher as well. No big news coming out of the Black Sea region. Matif wheat prices moved to fresh highs, and that supported U.S. markets. March corn up 6.25 to 458.5. New crop up 4.75 to 443.75. January beans up 16.25 to 998.25. New crop up 17 to 1025.25. Chicago wheat March up 3.25 to 551.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 405, new crop 384, cash beans 926, February 926, March 931, new crop 935. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 418 and 3 quarters, January 420 and 3 quarters, February 420 and 3 quarters, and March 420 and 3 quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 418, new crop 395. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn at 403 and new crop at 393. Cash beans 920, new crop 950. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 408, new crop 394. Cash beans 925, new crop at 935. At Red Wing Grains, March corn 458.5, April 465.75, May 465.75, new crop 443.75. March beans 998.25, April 1022.25, May 1022.25, new crop 1025.25. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 408, February 412, new crop 385, cash beans 937, February 937, new crop 952. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 180 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 178, market cows 82 to 120, bulls 125 to 147, calves 290 to 960, beef steers 152 to 390, Holstein steers 107 to 315. Sheep markets, market lambs 210 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes and rams 190 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 325 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 187 to 196, finished beef heifers 187 to 197.50, finished dairy steers 170 to 177, market cows 95 to 121, market bulls 137 to 154.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today, I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I left Oklahoma driving in a Pontiac, just about to lose my mind. I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. Baby said I was crazy. My mama called me lazy. I was gonna show them all this time. Cause you know I ain't no foolin'. I don't need no more schooling. I was born to just walk the line. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through. I set my watch back to it, living on Tulsa time. They don't need me in the movies and nobody sings my songs. Guess I'm just a waste of time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking. And I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, cause you know I've been through it. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, cause you know I've been through it. Living on Tulsa time.
This time the boss chose me. I've been sort of restless. Guess he thought it might help if I got away from my wife and family. There'd been no other woman since the mother of my children, and it is. And every way she's the lady. Now there's one that I'll remember, a
sultry night we spent together, and she satisfied love inside of me. Go on and send me down to Tucson, and I'll get the job done. Then call up the one whose love is free. She may be easy, and I love my lady, but the lady don't satisfy the love inside of me. I know my lady's not to blame, 'cause they raised her prim and proper, while another takes her pleasures where she can. The one in Tucson, she don't hide it, and when she gets excited, she makes you feel you're every inch a man. But if I could have a wish that I knew would be granted, don't you know that one wish would be just to lay beside my lady, and she'd be the kind of lady to satisfy the love inside of me. Go on and send me down to Tucson, and I'll get the job done. Then call up the one love is free. She may be easy, and I love my lady, but the lady don't satisfy the love inside of me. Oh, oh yeah. Go on and send me down to Tucson, and
a station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Let's go. Who said anything about skiing? Floating is all I wanna do. You can climb the ladder, just don't rock the boat while I barbecue.
Out here in love.
slide. Can't beat the heat, so let's take a ride on the pontoon. Making waves and catching rays up on the roof. Jumping out the back door, act like you don't want to. Party in slow motion.
I'm out here in the open.
Motorboat.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning. Happy New Year. I'm Brian Winnekins. Well, the Dairy Checkoff is finding ways to grow sales and build trust in dairy. Chad Smith has more.
Dairy Management Inc. President and CEO Barbara O'Brien shares some of the highlights of this work from 2024 and what the team is looking forward to in the future. One of the key areas of focus is growing the Checkoff's longtime commitment to research and science and working with respected health professionals and medical organizations.
I think it starts fundamentally with some of the work we're doing in science and taking that science to a very important influencer group. And that's health professionals. So as you know, we work with National Medical Association, National Hispanic Medical Association, the Mayo Clinic, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and others to share that science to ensure those professionals who are meeting with patients every day and making recommendations around their diet and where dairy fits in their diet, our science is breaking through. There are fundamental shifts we're seeing with some of the health community where they're reconsidering and, importantly, re-recommending dairy in the diet.
Another key Checkoff strategy is reaching consumers through online channels where people go for the majority of information. O'Brien said Checkoff-led efforts with social media influencers are creating awareness and consumers are talking about dairy and seeking recipes featuring milk, cheese, and yogurt.
The social buzz, in my mind, is converting to sales. And we see growth for the first 10 months of the year across all dairy categories and across the entire country. So for me, that's the indication of a real renaissance, and it's our intention to keep that renaissance going.
O'Brien said the Checkoff is also continuing its efforts focused on youth, including strategies that begin before birth, where dairy can positively impact a child's cognitive development.
So we've stepped back to really surround the child from the first 1,000 days of their life all the way through that year 18. So I want farmers across the country to know that we continue to be committed to the next generation in school, in home, online, gaming. We're using all of the tools in the toolbox nationally and locally to make sure we're connecting with kids where they are.
As O'Brien says, the Checkoff prepares for a new year. There is one take-home message she hopes comes across. The Dairy Checkoff is achieving its goals of growing sales and trust.
It's working. It's working. This investment after almost 40 years, it's worked along the way, but importantly, it's working and we're laying ground now for the next 10 years of success for dairy. And all of the pieces are falling into place in terms of driving U.S. dairy's continued growth and positioning, not just here in the United States, but increasingly around the world.
For more information about the Dairy Checkoff, visit DairyCheckoff.com. Chad Smith reporting.
Thanks, Chad. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
The quiet weather will continue in our ag weather forecast. Now, temperatures will gradually be decreasing throughout the rest of the weekend into the weekend. Now, overall, a dry forecast is in store. There is a slight chance of snow this weekend. A bigger winter storm, though, appears to be moving farther to the south. And for us here in western Wisconsin, it looks like we'll see very slight chances of snow, but those colder temperatures. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs near 20, west winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 14, west winds at 5 to 10. For Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 20, northwest winds at 5 to 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows near 10. Friday, sunshine, cold, highs near 16. Friday night, clear, lows near 2 above. For Saturday, mostly sunny, we'll have highs near 15. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow, we'll have highs near 16.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me still upset you, but I've just gotta make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can, and I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can, and I'm leaving here a better man. I'm leaving here a better man.
Industrial hemp may be another feed alternative for cattle. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A study shows it's nutritious for them, but there is that issue with cannabinoids as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts.
The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Your trusted online auction partner, Big Iron and Sullivan Auctioneers, proudly celebrate 40 and 45 years of service. From day one, we've been committed to excellence, connecting buyers and sellers in agriculture, construction, transportation, livestock, real estate, and collector car markets. We provide a seamless online experience driven by innovation, integrity, and customer care. Ready to buy or sell? Visit BigIron.com and join the celebration of trusted online auctions built on family values.
There are many uses for industrial hemp, and cattle feed may soon be one of them. Don't worry, it won't make your cows high. Researchers at Kansas State University are studying the nutritional benefits of hemp and the potential for cannabinoid drug residues to accumulate in meat and milk. Mike Kleinhens is an assistant professor at Kansas State's College of Veterinary Medicine and co-researcher on the study. He says all parts of the hemp plant could be nutritious for cattle.
Depending on the plant part, they had varying levels of crude protein. So crude protein and say like the flower or the leaves or even the leftover from the seed harvesting. So that chaff in the upper 20s to 20% range. So it'd be comparable like alfalfa. So quite a bit of crude protein. Digestibility on most of these were fairly good, especially when you got away from the stemmy type pieces.
The biggest downside to hemp as livestock feed is the plant's cannabinoid content. And if you feed hemp to an animal, do cannabinoids get into its system? They fed some to Holstein steers to find out.
Basically wanted to see if it actually entered the animal. How long does it stay in the animal? And what we found was is when you feed industrial hemp, yes, cannabinoids are absorbed in the animal quite rapidly, but they go away pretty quickly as well. So half-life on that is like 14 hours. So the maximum concentration to be cut in half was 14 hours, essentially.
The FDA considers cannabinoid content in food items not safe for human consumption. So the million-dollar question is, at what point is the meat or milk free of residues and safe to enter the food chain? Kleinhens says the research continues for that answer. Learn more about hemp for cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Take
advertise your business here.